Build a super genius brain. I was watching a video the other day about a math professor talking about math in general. The videographer asked the guy, why should young people think about becoming mathematicians? He said that math is the one field where you can explore and keep finding new stuff. Sciences like physics, chemistry, biology, they require tangible stuff. Money, funding, lab equipment, and a crap ton of energy if you're doing any kind of particle physics. But math is only in your head, which means they'll never find all the math. You can say the same thing about your imagination and your brain in general. Inside your brain is a storehouse of miracles. 100 billion neurons, each one a single cell. You cannot have a conversation with a single cell. It is a biological, chemical, electrical robot. But if you hook 100 billion together, you get emergence. Emergence is when lower order elements join together to create a higher order system that absolutely could not have been predicted or anticipated. For example, you could study individual atoms of hydrogen and oxygen until you're blue in the face, but you'd never be able to use the data only from those two individual atoms to figure out what water would be like. Life itself is an emergent system. One that nobody really understands. You put a bunch of inorganic chemicals together in the right way and suddenly you've got a living thing. But your brain? 100 billion neurons hooked together and you get an emergent system. Self-awareness, memory, imagination, creativity, language, and the ability to think about thinking and talk about talking. Yet most people never consider their brains. To most people, it's the eye inside who is on some kind of fantasy fun ride, where all the cool stuff is out there. That the world has a kind of obligation to keep your brain entertained. But at the same time, every single thing that exists out there once upon a time existed only inside the brain of the creator. Every song, every melody, every movie idea, every painting, every engine, every frozen burrito, and every new flavor of ice cream. Most people enjoy things that are outside. A few people take time to enjoy the thoughts inside. But a very, very precious few take the time to turn the thoughts inside into things outside. Most people spend most of their brain energy complaining about the world outside, but those very few see the same world, but instead of complaining, they become inspired. What about you? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.